Revision 5, Exercise F, page 172.
Now, if you are a parent and want to enrich your child's learning, you will be interested to hear what my next guest has to say. Alex Durkham is with me today to talk about his Young Inventors Program. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
You're welcome.
Alex, you designed your Young Inventors Program to be incorporated into schools as part of their science curriculum. However, from what I understand, you are not a teacher or educator, but an engineer. So, what is your interest in science in schools?
Yes, it's true I am an engineer, but science and problem solving are an important part of my job. When I heard other parents complaining about the science classes at our school, I didn't take much notice until I saw that my daughter was not interested in science at all. She and her friends didn't want to go to their school's science fair. That's when I thought, what's wrong with the science program in our schools?
And what was wrong with it?
Well, it wasn't that the students didn't do experiments to find solutions to problems, but the way that everything was presented. It was just dull and tedious. You see, as well as being challenging, the material must also be presented in the right way, so that students find it stimulating and want to learn.
Okay, so what is your program all about?
In my program, students are given interesting and often unusual problems to solve. What distinguishes it from the usual problem solving is that students are encouraged to break down a complex problem into smaller parts, so they can understand it better. Rather than providing instructions, teachers encourage students to find their own solutions through experimentation.
Do they work in groups?
Yes, teamwork is an important part of the learning process. It allows students to share ideas and find creative solutions to problems. By working together, students are encouraged to find answers for themselves. Teachers simply oversee and encourage the students without interfering. Mistakes and failures are part of the process.
Are you saying it's okay for students to fail at solving a problem?
Yes, of course, as long as they don't give up. By failing, students are taught what works and what doesn't. It's an excellent teaching aid that helps students become stronger by improving their scientific knowledge of the world around them.
You have also created an inventors camp. What is that?
It's basically an intensive week-long program that is held during the summer. Our aim is to encourage students to explore the scientific world through inventive thinking. Initially, most of our students were children who already had a talent for science. But over the years, we have seen a number of students who just want to try something different. There are no formal tests or grading, so it's a very relaxed learning environment.
Well, the program has been received well with an overall high rating from both parents and schools, but most of all from the students themselves. How does that feel?
I'm thrilled to see that kids are becoming enthusiastic about science and discovery through the program. This program covers a variety of topics that encourage kids to work together to solve problems. What kid doesn't love to be creative and see their ideas become part of a solution? For them, it's very satisfying and pushes them to discover more.
So true. I wish you, Alex, continued success with the program and camp. Thank you for taking the time today to tell us about it.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.